The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, you're going to be under a rock not to know what's happening this evening, because the Republic of Ireland Crunch World Cup playoff versus Czechia is occurring in, it's just over 2 hours now, I think it is. Or is it slightly, it's an hour and a half. We're even closer to it. And of course, we're joined now by Henry, live from Prague. Good evening to you, Henry.
Good evening, Ciara. Prague calling. I'm basically outside the Fortuna Arena right now. And you're right, it's just an hour and a half before kickoff, 7:45 local Irish time. It's 5 degrees here, but it's not raining. Fans have been partying all day in every bar in the city of 1.5 million people. Troy Parrott's family are here in big numbers. There's about 20 of them. I met Troy's mum, Jennifer, and his girlfriend, Lauren Bowery. How are you all feeling? How is Troy Parrott's family feeling?
We're excited.
It's countdown. It's countdown now. How do you think the game will go?
We're going to win. We're going to win. Very well.
High hopes.
High hopes. And how proud are you of him?
I'm very so proud.
Yeah, very, very, very proud.
So, so proud.
Proud is the proudest mammy in the world.
The proudest Irish mammy.
Proudest Irish mammy.
We can't wait for the game though. I feel like the day is going really slow. We're just ready to get into the stadium and watch the game. Hopefully get a win.
And for you, you know, it must be such a special time, even if we go back to the hat-trick in November. Do you think some magic will happen again?
Yeah, he's got the magic in him. Yeah. He is magic. Troy Parrott is magic. But November, that feels like so long ago. That feels like a dream.
So yeah, like, this feels like a
this
dream.
This feels like a dream too.
Well, enjoy the match and congratulations, whatever happens.
Thank you very
Thank
much.
You.
Thank you. And of course, he is magic. Let's be honest, Henry. I think we would all agree with that. Apparently, 200 family and friends of the players will be in the stadium tonight as well. Speaking of the fans, how are they coping with it all out there? There seems to be huge excitement.
Absolutely. And we heard that from the family, including Sister Emmy as well. But they are, you could say, a little bit nervous with it all.
Nervous, but excited. It's unbelievable. Probably, people are saying 6,000 in Prague. I think there's 10,000 Irish fans easily.
There could easily be that. I mean, everywhere you go, there's Irish fans on every corner.
Every single corner of every single bar, you go north side, south side, like 20 miles outside the city, there's still Irish people singing ole, ole, ole. I'm nervous. Will we win? I think we'll win tonight. And then we have to worry about Tuesday night. Don't get me going.
How are you feeling about the game?
I think we'll win 2-1. Troy Parrott will get the two goals, and hopefully won't get penalties. So it's at least we have a top class goalkeeper in Kevin Kelleher if we do go to penalties. But I think we'll win 2-1 though.
Yeah, optimistic. I think it's brilliant for the football for Ireland. I think the last few years the rugby got the spotlight for the last few years, and it's about time Irish football got the recognition that we deserve.
How are you feeling?
Nervous, but very optimistic at the same time. There's a good buzz about the camp. It's probably the most confident an Irish team have been in a very long time. And it looks, you know, everything's going to plan so far. Hopefully, touch wood, we'll bring it back to Dublin tonight, and I think there's only one winner from there. Book your tickets for USA and Canada, lads.
I'm loving the optimism, and Jesus, we're going to be crushed, Henry, if this doesn't go well. You've obviously met fans in all shapes and sizes, and many people are supporting Ireland, not just the Irish. You met an alien who is supporting us.
Well, this is it. I mean, the aliens are also supporting us, and an 8-year-old fan, and others. How are you feeling about the game?
Yeah, confident. I think we'll win 2-1 myself now. I think we'll get over the line.
And how are you feeling?
Very good. A 3-2 win.
A 3-2 win.
To Ireland.
You want to give a shout out?
Hello to everyone at Bishop Shanahan's National School, Dublin, Ireland, room 7.
Room 7, and you're just 8?
Yeah.
And you enjoying it out here in Prague?
Yeah.
I'm having a chat with an alien, a Republic of Ireland alien and an alien baby. How are you feeling?
feeling?
Oh, the alien doesn't speak. There's no speaking from the alien. Where did you travel from?
Newry, County Down.
And you've a bag of cans?
Yeah.
All local Czech beers?
Exactly, sample the local produce.
Yeah. Are you enjoying them?
They're very good, yeah. Very nice, and nice to be here in Prague for the match.
How do you think it will go?
Look, I don't know. It's we were hoping for a win, but yeah, we'll say 2-1 for Ireland. Yeah, we'll go with that.
But you're nervous?
Yes, yeah, pretty nervous.
And are you nervous?
Not so much, no. We've been to the Child of Prague this morning, so she's onside, and, you know.
So you did break to the Child of Prague?
We've been there, yeah, yeah. The pilgrimage is complete, so now we just need to bring it home, that's it.
I suppose the Irish have always had an affinity with the Child of Prague. Are the fans getting their hopes up very high, or are any of them keeping their feet on the ground? You couldn't keep your feet on the ground, Henry, could you?
Well, people are trying to enjoy themselves. Remember, we're still winners up until another hour and a half. So people are optimistic, but they're also realistic. I met these fans outside the Irish Times bar.
Yeah, we're excited. Not getting my hopes up at the moment. A lot of heartbreak following them, but I do fancy our chances. Yeah, hopefully we can do the business.
Well, you're confident. Yeah, maybe we win. You know, I think from like where we were in September to where we are now, such a turnaround that I think we get over the line, we got work up.
I'm feeling great. I think Ireland will do it tonight.
Where did you travel from to be here?
Cork.
All the way from Cork to Prague.
Yeah, we came over on Sunday.
You're confident?
Oh, very. Look, the crowd is behind us. The crowd are here behind Ireland today.
I'm surrounded by lots of parrots. Tell us, where did you travel from to be here?
From Frankfurt. Got the RVs over. And I've only one thing to say. There was no check.
There was no check.
There's only one try parrot. There's only one try parrot.
So there's only one Troy Parrott.
There's only one Troy Parrott, that's very true, yeah.
There was no check.
There was no check. Not a single check, bud.
You got to love the Irish everywhere we go. Anyway, that is Henry McKean live there in Prague. And of course, kick-off between Czechia and the Republic of Ireland is 7:45 this evening. You can listen on Off the Ball. It is on RTÉ too as well if you wanted to check that out. But come on, you boys in green. The whole country is behind you and indeed sort of holding its breath as well.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.